We're disappointed, we're frustrated, and looking at the tape doesn't help. I do think that we have, you know, we've played 10 weeks in a row, four more if you want to consider preseason. And so the players have a much needed rest coming. And we do lead the division. And when we come back, we have a divisional game. And hopefully we'll use this time to rest and reflect a little bit and, you know, and regroup and come back and finish strong. And that's what the whole break is for us to regroup, get healthy as best we can, and come back and give it a hard shot for the final six games of the season.
We are obviously got the news about Victor Cruz. Your reaction to losing him for the season?
Well, you know, to be honest, the information was pretty well kept from me until today. So, you know, I appreciated that in a way. You know, I didn't want to be thinking about other things as we prepared for our game. But, yeah, very disappointing, and I feel very badly for Victor in terms of this one issue, obviously most difficult to get over the hump with. And you know, he's going to have to get this taken care of, and hopefully it will solve the issue. And we can, he can move forward, and so can we.
Did he get out there Saturday? He had mentioned going out there to run rounds on Saturday. Did he ever get to that point, or was it?
I think that's what it was, Saturday, yeah.
Is this the same thing he had?
As far as I know, it is. Yes. Yeah, same thing.
Going forward, what you've seen of Dwayne Harris, you feel comfortable with him in that role? That slot role that he's played?
He's played pretty well. And he played well yesterday. Made a couple really nice plays yesterday. So, you know, we move people around in and out of that spot, and we will continue to do that. But Dwayne has done a nice job, particularly that last drive. I mean, I thought he made two super plays in that last drive.
Tom, if I can just go back to Victor for a minute. That it will be almost two full seasons at best without any football. Are you in a position to even think about if his Giants' future is in jeopardy?
Well, I'm not really. This has all come fast. Let him get healed up. Let us finish our season. And then I think that we'll have to have some obvious medical opinions about what's happening here. And hopefully there'll be some good answers.
In general, do you think a guy can come back after nearly 2 years out?
Well, I think he can. He's young, but he's obviously struggling with the health issue.
Tom O'Dell took the responsibility for the loss on himself. Have you visited with him either about that or about the actual play itself?
No, he mentioned that to me yesterday when he was coming out of the locker room, and I just, you know I don't believe that. There's no one individual is responsible. We're all responsible. And as I always tell the players, I'm responsible when we lose. They're responsible when we win. That's just the way it is. But, he can learn from this, definitely, and he will. And, securing the ball properly right away as the second move rather than holding the ball away from your body, obviously he learned a difficult lesson, and I'm sure it'll stick with him.
That's a technique he's used in the past, though, kind of keeping the ball away rather than bringing it. I mean, is that effective? Let me see some receivers.
It's not something that I teach or whatever. It's get the ball into a secure position in your body. In other words, what's the difference if you're carrying the ball out here or you're carrying the ball out here? It's in a slappable position. Whereas if you have it in here, you've got it well protected within the grasp of your arms, and your body and your extra arm can help too. So, but he'll learn from that.
Tom, looking at the punt return, mm-hmm. Did Amendola's, call Peter, that call, did that really affect Dwayne Harris's call?
Oh, I believe it did, but you'd have to ask Dwayne. I'm not, you can see him kind of cruise by the position rather than make the play. And, I really don't understand why that bothered him. I mean, he's a punt returner himself. He knows the rules. He knows what the fair catch signal is. Whether he thought the ball was going to bounce and therefore he kind of circled around behind, you know, that may very well have been. But I mean, I haven't really had a chance to talk one-on-one with any of them today.
He said he was looking for the ball.
And if that's the case, then that's what he was doing.
Amendola said that that was an intent to trick.
Oh, I know it was an intent. For sure it was an intent. And it did work with that one regard. Now, that doesn't answer the question that you're going to next ask about where was everybody else. And that's what I want to know, too. And I presented that to our team today. What, are we going to have a punt return now every time we have a game that goes down to the final seconds? We're going to have to. And it's not like we punted four times. A week ago, we punted once. We can't cover four punts? I mean, that was, you know, not to have somebody up on the edge to the field side with and they've been told all week about the quickness of these two returners. Not necessarily the speed, but the quickness and the ability to change direction.
Did you have an issue with any of the blocks on the punt return?
Yeah, you know, Where am I going with that? I mean, I'm not going to start talking about that, you know.
The punt was where you want it. The punt was
yeah,
where
you been to the sideline. Sure.
Tom, your team played at a high level yesterday. Is the challenge going forward for that to be consistent for the remaining six ball games?
We've played at a pretty high level for a few weeks now. And as I told our players today, and the questions are legitimate and they're anticipated. But the thing you have to understand is the intensity, the ability to play against a high-powered opponent is inspirational in itself. And the great competitors will rise to the occasion, and I think that'll continue. I mean, when we come back, there's only six games left. And as I said, at this point in time, we do lead the division. Now, I don't know how that's what we've always talked about is the most direct line to where you want to go is right through the division. So, you know, there's so much incentive here for our team that I can't possibly imagine not grasping this opportunity and going with it.
In what ways can it help you move forward the way you guys played and what, you know, hanging in there with that team?
Yeah. You just played against the Super Bowl champion and you played right to the very end. You know, we had our chances to win, and we didn't win. So clean up a few things, and let's go.
Tom, can you use that the last game of the 07 season when New England came in here and undefeated and you played them close? You use that as kind of the emotional springboard and a confidence springboard into the playoffs. Could yesterday's game have a similar effect, do you think? Or at least for the last six games of the regular season?
I think it can. Yeah, it sure can. But I think it's, again, the question of eliminating those things that are not allowing us to go forward. Like you asked me yesterday, Gary, about the first call. They got six defensive linemen in the game. They've got a timeout. They've got the two-minute warning. If you calculate it, if you run the ball there, you're going to have one or maybe one play in which you're trying to score. You're not going to run the ball into six defensive linemen. You're trying to score. Your matchups are very good under those circumstances, one-on-one. You got to take advantage of what the opponent gives you. For two downs, you had the six defensive linemen in the game. Go for it. I mean, that's what you do. You know, if it was something vanilla and you could run, you could run. But in that circumstance, you're going for the score, and we had the score. You know, and we should have had second down, should have been, too. They brought people, and, you know, we had some opportunities there, too. So, but you've got to get it done when it's on the line. That's the whole point.
I guess my question yesterday was based more on forcing them to use the timeouts and trying to drain the 40-second clock and then get a field goal out of it rather than necessarily scoring a touchdown.
Well, I wouldn't go that way. You're not going to. Against Brady, you have to make those decisions going forward. You know, and we all knew when even though they had no timeouts left, we're up 2 points. With that kicker, all they had to do was get to a certain point on the field. And even if we would have made what would have been really interesting was the last ball that went to Amendola. If we collapsed the way we were supposed to make the tackle, that would have been like a 58 or a 57-yard field goal. That would have been very interesting. I mean, a man's a powerful, powerful kicker. He might have made it anyway, but it would have been very interesting. But the they did use the last timeout. They used it on the slide by Eli. So we had the circumstance where after the field goal, you know, they had no timeouts, and they actually worked the ball in the field as much as a couple of ways to surprise me. And, of course, we all know about the first down play. I mean, that the game should have been over.
Tom, this is not a second guess. It's just a question. When that happens, when they put the sixth defensive lineman out there, you know, he's clearly expecting you to throw the ball. He knows you're not going to run into that, right? So if you feel comfortable with the other coach dictating to your offense what is going to happen.
Well, in that regard, I don't look at it as dictating. I look at it, they're saying to you, you're not going to run, so you're going to be throwing the football. But I look at it as your matchups are all single. There is nobody else behind the line of scrimmage. It's one-on-one. So go beat somebody and score.
There's not a lot of space there.
Yeah, there's enough. There's plenty. 15 yards. There's plenty.
Tom, the clock management at the end of yesterday's game has taken over social media, and I don't suggest that you necessarily care about that, but can you at least see the different sides of running and burning? It sounds like you
only see one. Yeah, but I'm not playing for the field goal. I'm not playing for the field goal.
You can run it in, though, at some point, no? Is that completely out of the question?
Not in that circumstance, the odds were against us running the ball in because of the six big people that they put up front.
Did the state of your own offensive line play into things at all? Just how much?
The run, the effectiveness of the run does enter in, sure.
Any update on Richburg?
Ankle sprain. You know, however it takes. Hopefully he'll come back next week and be feeling pretty good after the break, yeah.
Tom, your groups had to be pretty resilient, really, from week one on. You could argue before that this season. Will you leave them today with any kind of message about resiliency and everything still in front of them as they take a couple days?
Well, that message has been well stated about what we have in front of us and what the expectation is when we come back. And as I said, I led the meeting off by saying that, you know, it's a very disappointing loss. However, you know, the great competitors stand up. We have a lot of work to do and many, many opportunities out there, and that's the way we're going forward. Now, I did not refrain from talking about the circumstances yesterday where the opportunities, 1 for 5 in the green zone, 1 for 5, you know, one touchdown, one more touchdown. You can't miss it. I mean, there it is. We were even plus one yesterday.
Tom, do you expect was Prince close to playing this game?
He wasn't going to get the okay there, no. Two more weeks, I think they will give him the green light. At least that's my understanding today.
Tom, is your level of expectation for this team based on the way it's played in recent weeks? And, you know, you've lost 4 games by a combined 9 points. Has your level of expectation increased as the season has gone on?
I don't know that I would put it that way. The idea for us constantly has been to improve the level of our play, the execution of our play. And I think reasonably we've done that, not always to the same accord with all three. But yesterday was certainly, barring one or two plays, you know, well enough played to win. And I am excited about this team and the 6 remaining games.
What kind of leap, how would you describe?
The players are out of the meetings. Last question, go ahead.
The improvement JPP from one game to the next, and just how much more maybe he can
add. Well, I think he's got more to go. I really do. I think that was his second game. There was a little bit of progress there, and I think he would speak to that. I think there's much more that's ahead. Okay.